fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Wow.
What's going on?
It's too much.
Yeah, no.
That is mad.
Are you sucking nothing of me? Like, you just walk in, you just see this.
That's disgusting.
Buzzfeed.
Covering the front.
Yeah, and to be fair, maybe he should break up with her.
Why?
Yeah, because he's going to end up really doing some damage.
Why are you not laughing?
I'm trying to signal.
What's wrong?
Yo, what's going on, people, and welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Geordie Jords. I'm the General Jords. I'm the one and only Jords. I'm also known as Juicy Jerk J, and I'm the Cinnamon Bun Lover. And I'm joined here today by my Mbinzos.
Monkey?
No, that's a bit racist.
Mbinzos?
Wait, before we finish guessing, there's a lot of the Congolese community.
Yeah, they've had enough.
Okay, but
it's the Lingala community.
Okay, but let me say this though. How do we know that they're Congolese?
From their
they need to verify themselves that they're Congolese. So I need passport, birth certificate, proof of address.
Who are you, HMRC?
And I also need a written letter from somebody from the Republic of Congo.
That's what you need. So until then, you
and
then
you can just do what you want.
No. Until then, I will continue speaking with my Congolese representative.
Even our friend that was here last week, was it last week or maybe the week
before? Yeah, he was Congolese.
He was Congolese and he said,
was
looking at he didn't you weird.
Understand what you were saying. Yeah. You think that
man's Congolese?
Yeah, he was. You think he's Congolese?
He was.
He didn't even step foot in Congo.
He said he was Congolese.
He couldn't even put out Congo on the atlas.
Well done.
Back to guessing though.
Is it Mbinzos, yeah?
No. Mbinzos.
Mbinzos.
Mbinzos. No.
Beaver.
No.
Bear. Land or sea?
No. It doesn't start with B. It's found on the land.
Giraffe. Kangaroo. Lion. Tiger.
Wow.
Elephant.
Ty's really going for it today. Ty's really going for it. Deer.
No.
Is it close?
No.
Is it an insect?
Yeah.
Ladybug?
No.
Cockroach?
No.
Spider?
No.
Oh, just say.
No, don't give up, man.
No, man.
Wait, in this life, you never give up, man.
We just said 30 animals.
It's an insect.
Yeah.
So
never
cricket.
Give up in this
Did
life.
You say spider
no.
Already?
Cricket. No. A fly?
No.
A bee? A wasp?
Mm-mm.
I'm really going for it, guys. Yeah, I need help.
I've given up.
An insect. Can we get a clue?
Oh, it is an insect.
Yeah.
Can we get a clue?
What colour is it?
A moth.
You're coming kind of close.
Oh, it flies?
No.
Oh, it don't fly.
You said a moth is close.
Can and can't
fly.
Caterpillar.
There we go, mate.
Oh,
brilliant
lovely.
Stuff.
There we go, mate.
Yep. Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
Yeah, it's your boy Fear and the one you always come to see.
And it's Natyla. Right, I'm just going to talk about the suggestions I've had and then I'll tell you what I'm going to go with, yeah?
Okay, cool. Because I was about to say, boy.
So we've had some lovely people sending in their suggestions. Okay, the first suggestion we had was, yeah, it's Natyla the Fisher, vibes high, no swisher.
Whoa. That's serious.
No, but
what's the swisher?
That's quite
no,
long,
though,
isn't it?
No,
like 3 points.
No.
I do swish.
I thought that was that.
No, but vibes high.
When you
no swisher,
your thing in the weed.
Like no swisher sounds like
vibes are low.
Right? Yeah.
Vibes
yeah.
are low. I like vibes high. We've got another one. It's Natyla, enough sweet like Nutella.
Enough sweet.
Yeah.
We have Natyla, the one we came to see. Someone really liked that
Who's
one.
That? Who's that?
Yeah, I really like that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got the Styler.
I like that.
Yeah, so do I. Or we've got the Tyler Fisher, the Truth Disher. We've got two more. We've got the Tyler in God's Honor. And we have the Tyler, the Fitness Styler.
That's a good one as well. That one represents you.
It does represent me, but...
What are you going for?
I think I'm just going to go for...
This is going to be for
the
life.
Tyler, the Terminator.
Oh, no. You need help.
No, that's good. I like that.
No, but did you see the movement? Yeah,
it's going to have to grow on me. That's
gonna no, no, no. It's
the Tyler, the Terminator.
Yeah. She terminates things.
Oh, is that what we're going for?
You know, we'll try again next week.
You're not going to keep that up.
We'll try again next week. No, go with that one.
No, do it again next week.
Wait, Fionn, the one who came to see Natalia the Styler. Let's go with that.
No.
You want the Tyler the Terminator? No, why is it got
like, it don't even like, have to rhyme.
The Tyler the Terminator. Just say whatever
you want. That's how you feel. Yeah.
If that's, no, that's what you wanted, Ty. You push that out. You want
to be better.
No, no.
No, you're Terminator.
Yeah, that's it.
And the dance every single time. You'll be knackered by the end of the season.
Yeah, but it doesn't, look, what does he make happen?
A lot of things.
No one ain't come to see him.
We kind of have to go.
My one is the only truth. I'm a general. I'm a leader.
Jay, the cinnamon bun lover.
It's just stupid.
Nah, do I not love cinnamon buns?
Yeah, you do.
Well, then there we go.
What's the juicy jerk about?
Selfridges.
They're not called that anymore.
You don't own that business.
It's called Sweet D's. So
I call myself Sweet D's. So Juicy J's.
I like the Natalia the Styler, though.
Yeah.
That Natalia one's good.
Whatever you want to go with.
She ain't got no style.
No, she does, go man. She does. Go she come in kind of nice.
So she got one, two coats. You think she got style?
She looks confident.
I thought he was meant to be delusional. Maybe I manifest exactly. some style.
That's why Terminator.
The Terminator.
Why'd
he like
that? He wants to make a fool of himself.
The Terminator.
Yeah, it's good.
What am I terminating? You.
Ooh, you can't terminate me. Because I'll turn into the exterminator.
I think we're going to have to go in the Tyler the Styler or in the Styler. Just in the Fionn, the one you came to see.
I think Tyler the Styler. The one you really come to see. That's
no, I'm the Tyler.
Yeah.
Really did come to
why
see.
Why do you not have
because that's actually that's, after. Yeah. That's after his one as well.
Yeah, but why are you going to do other
stuff? Do your bit.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you will come to see.
The Tyler, the one that you really came
to see. No, yeah, yeah.
That would just roll.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it still.
Job done. Job done.
Yeah, that's it.
Job done.
And that's it. And there we have it.
Yep. Thank you very much, jury.
Yep.
We'll talk because I will see.
Before we get into this, we just want to unravel a special gift.
Yes, we got a gift from one of our jury members, actually.
And as somebody that's quite into art, you know, like myself, you know.
Yeah.
Those of you who knew me back in the day knew that I was quite creative.
That's so nice.
That's really
you know,
wow. We're gonna leave her socials on the screen here, and it is at Ashell Art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's a serious piece.
Yeah,
that's so good.
So this will be coming back to my house.
No.
Yeah,
we'll work out who's taking ownership of it.
Yeah, but
no, a big thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you
really
so
appreciate
much, man.
It.
Fionn, to be fair, I think that should come to my house.
At the front. No.
That looked really nice in my passage.
Nah.
Fionn,
no?
If you're going to put
it all place it here. Yeah, big up a show art, man.
Can we still see it in a shot?
Is it all good,
Do you have any artwork for sale at the moment? Or is it one of them things where people DM you and request a certain art piece? Yeah. Okay, cool.
For sale.
She has a few for sale.
Might have to purchase.
I think. Do you do any other, bespoke? Because I think I'm gonna get some nude in my bedroom.
Why?
Hmm?
Why?
What kind of nude?
Nude of
yourself.
Me.
Of yourself.
Of me.
So you want her to paint you naked?
Like you just walk in, you just see this.
That's disgusting.
Buzz suits covering
your front.
And you want that? That's not wall.
That's not. Wait, actually, no. I'm not going to say no.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself. When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help.
Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
I get it from a few angles, you know, just...
a Buzz Sweets packet. You're nasty.
Man, what was you going to say before you cut yourself off?
I ain't going to say.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to say what I was going to say. But yeah, no.
Why?
Nah. Anyway, how you guys been anyway?
Yeah, really good.
Fantastic. Yeah, good.
Yeah, been all right.
That's what we're going for, good?
Yeah, been all right.
Just good?
No, I'm genuinely fantastic.
It's been great. I've been rocky this week, but there you go.
Why you been rocky?
Just not had a great week, I'll be honest.
Is there anything specific?
I wouldn't want to talk about it on the pod.
Okay, no worries.
I mean, don't
no
want to
worries.
Cry on here. Just no, trying no. to have, you know, high spirit.
That's a safe space.
But I do... Oh, no, sorry. You guys haven't answered.
I've been all right. I feel like March is going to be a sick month because it's my birthday month.
Ooh.
How old
are you turning?
32.
Front's going to be flooding in.
Why? Why is it going to be front? I'm a man of God.
Oh, you're the year above me, Fionn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 32.
Why, you don't act like it?
Are you afraid?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be 31 in April.
Is it? Oh, shit.
Old
32. And everyone's going to be shocked. Woo! Cue the shocked.
Yeah, so I feel like March is going to be... I feel like March is always my month. I've got a lot of stuff happening. I'm going away.
Where are you going?
Andorra. No. Work.
Oh.
I'm going on a skiing trip.
Again?
Yeah.
Can you bring a plus one?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
Have you ski? Can you
what
ski
if they just
now?
Booked to come? No. They can't.
There's a lot of questions at one. Just calm down.
Yeah, go on,
yeah. Can you ski?
I'll be honest with you, I'm very shit.
Get a trainer though, because honestly, it's one of the best things I've done.
So what happened was, yeah, I'll give you a quick story. When I went skiing the last time, I feel like I went there with the mentality of a South London black man.
Like his ice skating, like so, you just jump.
No,
on.
Like I said to myself, it's gonna be mad cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So you see with the thermals,
yeah,
I bought three.
Okay.
And put them all on at the same time.
Oh, you're mad.
But you get hot, innit?
By the time I got to the mountain, I was stuck by the, you know, the, what's it called? The
ski lift.
Yes, yeah, so I got stuck by the ski lift. And my instructor's like, Theon, come on. I was like, wait, because I'm going to collapse. Because the heat that was happening, I was thinking, I'm going to drop down.
Yeah.
But because I was too hot, I didn't really enjoy it. So I done it like the first day. Then the second day, I just went up there, took a couple pictures. But this time I'm actually going to try because they're talking about the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
The pizza thing.
That to stop.
That's basically to slow yourself down. So yeah, I'm going to try this time.
Like when you clock it, it's
actually enjoyable,
sick.
Isn't it?
And it's not like you think it's cold because it's ice and snow, but
it's not.
But like you're playing sports.
Yeah, yeah. You're hot.
Like,
you sweat.
Yeah, so it's like you're playing football in the winter.
Yeah.
After 5 minutes, like you're gonna sweat and stuff. So
yeah.
But yeah, it's good
I'll let you lot know how that goes anyway. So I'm going in about, 10 days now? So yeah, I'll let you know how that goes. What about you, Jordan? Is there any things particular for this week?
No, you know, I was away. I came back.
How was that? How was the vacation?
Yeah, how was
your getaway? What?
Sorry, so I mean the trip with your friend, the getaway.
I went away by myself.
Yeah, how was that?
Basically. It was calm. I just slept a lot of the time.
Just sleeping. With who?
Myself.
sorry.
Myself in the hotel room.
Okay.
And I caught up on a lot of sleep.
Okay.
So you feel refreshed?
Yeah.
Was you using any additional things?
One night I did.
Oh, man.
But
they
someone...
let that free customs.
No, someone told me about... is it Valium or Valium?
Who told you about
that? That's for people with anxiety.
Yeah. and then
to calm them down.
Yeah, and then I thought, you know, I need to get a hold of some of this. So did you buy one of my mates
in Turkey?
No, I was talking to one of my friends about it who lives out there, and he said, "Oh, do you know what? I've got some of that
Valium."
Yeah,
you're on Valium now.
No, I'm not on it anymore. But yeah, I took it, and it was really good.
Yeah, it calms your nerves and helps with like anxiety.
So, other than the Valium, how was the trip?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Anything stand out?
No.
No.
Just relaxing.
It's a good Valentine's relaxing getaway. And
sleeping. Yep, nice getaway, which just happened to fall on the 14th on my own by myself.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
And you else?
Yeah, no, it's just been good all around. I think I'm just in a good mood because one, a bunch of invoices have been paid. It's payday.
That's always a good time, isn't it?
Yeah. Payday next week.
Dreads are growing.
Yeah. Dreads are growing.
Do you use the sponge on your hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been a good week. I ain't got nothing to complain about, except other than the weather.
Not been the best, has it?
Was you in the gym together earlier?
With me and Jordan?
Yeah.
No, he goes to a ladies only gym.
I go in Nuffield.
No, myself.
No, someone, you was with someone?
No, some guy, he was asking me if I can
spot him.
No, record him.
Oh.
But yeah, but it's mad because he's like, excuse me, can you record me?
Yeah.
But then he's got the phone, yeah, and he's pressed record,
yeah,
and he's like, yeah, like come and just hold the phone right here like this. So I've come now.
I'm just like this. Step into the position.
Yeah, I'm just like, this guy's a weirdo.
I tell people no when they ask me. I said no.
Why?
What in the gym? If someone wanted to film in the gym,
nope, don't get involved. I'm there for action.
Here we go. Job's worth.
No, I'm not getting involved.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen you snap the equipment you use in the gym and I don't think you're...
Yeah, he's not mashing. No work.
You're not mad.
That do bare cardio. Yeah. Go home.
I've told you that. Come do a session with me.
You took a picture of the skipping rope and said, no, this is really tiring.
My coordination's not the best. What? My coordination's not the best.
Wait, who'd you go to the gym with?
Me and myself.
Yeah, you definitely ain't mashing no works.
How long do you skip for?
10 minutes.
No.
That's a lie.
I guarantee you. No, not
no,
straight.
I was going to say, there's no way you skip for 10 minutes straight.
It hits the back of my leg, my neck.
The next time you skip, record it.
I have to get someone to do that.
No, you can put it down.
Lean it on the wall and skip.
So how long do you lot want to see?
No, we just want to see how you skip.
Yeah, I used 10 minutes.
I could do at least 25 seconds straight.
Can you do any crossover?
I've worked on this one now. That one there.
The boxing
that
one.
The little hop.
Skipping's hard though. I won't lie.
Yeah, it's the little hop.
I tried to do it. Remember when I was doing like a? I done it for weeks on end, and I still weren't good.
No, skipping's not hard.
It's coordination.
Jump on your toes.
I don't know how people that light. I feel like I'm really heavy.
I feel like it does take practice. So
I'm really heavy.
Like I can skip, but it took practice.
But you just gotta just jump on your toes. Like if you're jumping
like how do you get? I don't understand how you do that and the rope goes under.
You just got, like,
when you're doing that.
Yeah, it's coordination.
No, but you lift up the other side a bit more as you jump.
And you'll catch a rhythm. That's why people can go like that and move it to the left.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I'm on. I'm on this.
What, you're a good skipper?
Neck back.
That's what I'm on.
I want you to come boxing with me.
No, I'm going to come.
I don't believe you, but I
am going to come because I want to.
We're going tomorrow at 12.
I'm busy. No, you can't just put me on.
We're going to tomorrow
next
at 12.
Week.
What are you
next week.
Tomorrow at 12 a.m.
I've got a few things I need to sort out. Okay. But next week, Els, I'm on it.
Okay, cool. I'll remember that, Drew. We'll update you.
Cool. So, yeah, I think we should get into. No, all right. So, I've got some things I need to confess.
And I've some.
Yeah, I've got something to say as well today.
Yeah, oh. I've got to confess, man. I've got a few things to confess.
Yeah, no, so do I, to be fair.
I actually think I just don't like alcohol anymore, you know. Come to the
conclusion. So overrated.
Stunned.
And it is so overrated.
No, it is actually
so
overrated.
I thought the other day you were saying
mad overrated, bro.
I thought the other day you were saying it's poison.
It's mad.
Wait, that's a lot you told me there.
It's mad poison, bro.
Remember you said
I'm going to go drink
Fabian
when I'm
sent me a video of you, actually.
Yeah, and Fabian's a pussy, or
drinking rum after football.
Whoa.
No, but to be fair, I was sorry.
Yeah, I've got the video. Just know,
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Right, I'll kick off the confessions. I don't know how to feel about it, yeah? So I thought I'd brought it to you, lot, but I've realised today, actually not today, I think it was in the week, got my first grey hair come through. I don't know how to feel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this. Even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
I've had one before.
This one's prominent though. Obviously, other people have different, but this is my first grey hair. And when I saw it, I said, right, I need to get a wife quick.
Where is it, on your head?
Yeah, right here. She's shining bright like a diamond.
Is it just one? Did you pull it out?
No, because I heard that it makes it spread.
Nah, so I've had one. That's
a
myth.
So you saw that and said that you need to get a wife.
I said I'm getting sober for me soon.
So everything always goes back to front.
Why is it front? I was going to say that.
I got a grey hair, I need front.
No. A wife.
I got grey hair. I need to find front. I have to find front. I'm grey, I need front.
But what do you not think? Do you think that's calm though?
I've had a grey hair before.
I got bare. I probably got more than... Yeah, both of you.
But I thought that grey hair means that you're getting on now.
No, some people...
I've had it since school.
Some people have it from young.
I just look like a little old man.
Grey hairs?
Yeah, no, I've had them.
Since school?
Yeah, no, bro, it's just...
A little old man.
Literally, I just had bare since school. But okay. I don't really care.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
So I feel that makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't worry about it. It's blessed.
You was in the mirror like...
I was like, ah! I was literally opening it up like a party.
I think you should be more worried about your hair.
Whoa,
oh, shit.
Wow, Natalia.
No, that's mad.
Wait a minute.
No, that's mental. Because I realised what you said.
Wait.
No, that's
my
mad.
My hairline's strong.
Wait,
Natalia, how dare you?
Wait, I'm not saying...
I think you should be more worried about your hairline. Natalia! That's mad.
That's a nasty thing.
Nasty bit of work.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with your hairline, but I'm saying that's something you should be more concerned about, whether your hairline's still there or not, rather than a grey hair. I wasn't saying anything about
your... So his hairline's all right.
Your hairline's fine.
If a man is paranoid, you're blessed. I'm about grey hair.
Your hair's fine.
No,
if I'm saying...
If he's paranoid about grey hair, then... Fion's gonna go home and
I didn't say Fion.
I'd be rubbing down his hairline. he's just gonna be like this.
Fion, you know I'm honest. There's nothing wrong with your hairline. If there was, I would
say.
But
basically, you should be more worried about your hairline.
Be more concerned about keeping your hairline than a grey hair.
Than one grey hair.
Don't worry about grey hair.
They do male.
Can you not see my grey hair?
Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, you can see it?
Oh, yeah.
It's prominent.
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, see?
Like it looks like fluff.
Shut up!
That's what grey hair looks like, though.
It just looks like fluff.
Bro, it's easy to get rid of.
It's wisdom, man.
What do you... Looks like somebody would just do this, would just go,
oh,
elite. Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Right, that's why the hat's on backwards. Oh my God. Do you have anything you want to confess?
I don't have a confession, but I have a little story to tell, something that happened to me recently.
Oh, go on, we're listening.
So I thought I'd pop to the shop and I can't remember what I was going for.
Bacon.
No, it could never be me. And I went down a little alleyway, but this alleyway is really small. It's just like at the back of some buildings. It's really a really tiny alleyway and it's like quite thin. I'm walking, and as I'm walking, there's a man standing in front of me. But because the alleyway is so small, he's blocked the whole alleyway.
Oh my God.
And I looked at him, I thought, is he going to move? Then he started rocking. I was like, yeah, he's not going to move. He's definitely.
What do you mean
move.
Rocking?
Like he was drunk.
Oh okay. My God.
Like from side to side. But when I mean there's no space for me to get past, that's how small the alleyway is. He said to me, I looked at him. He said to me, I give you £5, you open.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah. Natalia's doing sex work. Fuck shit, no!
I promise.
Wait, what accent was that, Natalia?
I don't know, it was...
It's Albanian film.
Yeah, Eastern European. He said, I give you £5, you open.
Only £5?
Only £5. That's what
kinda,
he sees me as.
That's kind of low. Yeah?
Come kinda on, Natalia, man. Up the prices.
I looked at him.
Natalia, what's minimum
please,
wage?
Come on.
That's low.
If you're going to do that, Natalia, come on.
£5.
£5.
I give you £5, yeah. You open this.
Yeah, and then I looked at him and I went, and I just ran in the other direction. And then there were some builders there. I was like, some man just offered me £5 to open his trousers. And they were like, oh, like, who's down there? Like, they started getting on job. And then I just went round the long way. But he was really drunk. I couldn't believe it. Oh, I was thinking, Imagine if that was late at night. It was in the middle of the day. But imagine if that was late at night.
Oh, my God.
These are the things women have to worry about.
That's
if I'm a woman, I'm rolling with everything.
Yeah, he'll be
like,
a shit woman.
Like, I'm talking like, no. But the thing is, yeah, I'm walking butch. So, like, if I'm in the alleyway, I'm walking down the alleyway like this. Like, I'm not... I'm talking keys there, knife in one hand, and I'm just walking down the alleyway
you're
like that.
You're not messing around with me, bro.
Look at him like, who's that, my man? When Jordan's talking like that, that walk alone will cause...
No, but I'm walking mad, like just like that. Like, you know
what as
mean?
A bird?
Bro, as a bird.
Yeah,
like, I'm walking mad butch.
Yeah, mad.
No, I'm sorry, that happened.
It must be mad being a girl.
I don't think...
It that was at night.
I give you £5.
I don't think we could handle getting catcalled. Imagine you've had a long-ass day at work and it's I don't know, some girls on the scaffolding. Oi, blue suit. Well, I'd just be stressed out.
Blue suit?
Because it is the other way around, isn't it?
Blue
see,
suit.
Like, how yardies would
feel.
Cool.
Would be like, oh, hi.
It's
clear. You think I'm cheap? No way.
Feel like, oh,
yeah, what? Desperate for attention. Thank you.
But it's so funny, though, because it even happens when you drive. Like, today I was thinking, I need to get tints on my car.
Oh, is it? What guys
people
are always...
pull up, and then you see them, like, edging forward because they want to come in line with your mirror, I mean, your window. I just think, go away. Like, even the other day, I was at a roundabout, and no one was letting me go, but it's because it was blocked off because everyone was coming off on the first exit over here. Mm-hmm. So I was going all the way around. So it's obviously clear on that side, yeah? So a van stopped to let me come out. So as I came out, I didn't even look at him. I think I just like said thank you and went. But he blew me a kiss and Kyrie was in the car. He slapped the kiss. He went.
No, Kyrie was funny. Went, no.
But just like that, man.
Yeah, it must be jarring, isn't it?
It's constant. Like, come out of my car. Yeah, like, okay, yeah, I'm still
I'll be, yeah, I wouldn't I'll be able an to anti do. Girl.
Yeah.
No, but to be fair, no, I wouldn't. Because I'll probably be dead. I'll be dead. I'll be mad dead.
You think you'd be an ugly woman?
Oh, if I was a tip, I'd be dead.
Why?
Be dead.
Why?
We would all be dead.
I'll be calm.
A short black thing. I'm a pepper green.
Mad bank.
Else will be done. You'll be mad too and dead.
That's calm.
No, but you'll be dead.
Model.
I don't know.
A model.
No,
well, you don't say no.
No.
I've got a feature.
I can be a feature.
I do have knock knees. And knock
knees. Knock knees and on the ox tail. Yeah. It's not really going to work.
No.
I'm not even saying nothing. I don't even want to get into that. But do you not have anything else to do?
Attitude as a girl, man.
No, nah, if I was dead, I'd be humble. I'd be mad well behaved. I'd be mad well behaved.
So you get invited out?
Yeah, I'd be mad well behaved.
Do you reckon you have style?
Hmm?
Do you reckon you have style?
No, I just want to try.
You'd borrow your mum's clothes and that.
No.
What's wrong with your mum's style?
No, but that's like we're talking 50s, 50 plus. Like we're talking like. But blouse.
Yeah, no. A good blouse.
Yeah,
like
a good blouse.
And a good skirt.
Like, that's mad still.
But do you not have anything you want to confess?
Yeah.
No.
I'm back on the gym now, but
I thought you were going to say
drugs. No, but I've been forced because I had a bad weekend. Mm-hmm. I had pizza,
what?
Indian, Chinese, and McDonald's.
In the space of what?
About
2 days.
About 60 hours.
Wow. 60. What's going on there?
Well, to be fair, it was my last night in Turkey. So I said, I'm going to have pizza. No, to be fair, I was at my friend's house and his missus came in and said, are you not hungry? I'm going to pizza. So I said, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Then I landed back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was in Turkey, I was thinking that I want to try Indian again. You know,
I remember you are.
What made you want that though?
I don't know. I get these.
You meant to go dish room.
Just these random cravings.
Yeah. Or,
Indian. But you're not a man that's
like,
eats Indian.
I get these urges of where like I want to do something. So I just do it. So like, I had one.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
With ice skating, so I just went ice skating. But then when I done it, I was just like, okay, well,
why have I done this?
No, it's done now. So I had Indian, and it was really nice, to be fair.
Like, Indian's not good food, man.
And my belly was, it was
calm.
Good. It was,
yeah.
And then the next day, I had Chinese. And then the morning of
what was your order for the Chinese?
No. I just had a special fried rice with no pork and sweet and sour chicken.
Oh, basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got it on
Uber.
On Uber Eats, yeah. But if I was to go in, then it would have been a mad thing.
That's what I asked you, because I thought you ordered something, man.
Yeah. And then I waited until, I woke up at 7:30 the following morning, and I waited until 11 till the proper food started, and I got Matt D's, and I got a milkshake that I haven't had for years.
Why?
I don't know, I was just feeling for a milkshake, so I got a strawberry milkshake. 6 nuggets, fillet of fish with chips, and that new apple pie thing, but the white chocolate raspberry thing.
What's that?
It's like a new apple pie.
Yeah, it wasn't with that though. I didn't really like it.
It's not that nice.
No, I didn't really like
sounds
it.
Sickly.
So you're back on the cardio, Jim?
Yeah, back on the. I'm getting. I'm just doing like I don't know if you can notice, but
yes, no, definitely not after your week.
No,
not after your week. Okay. Yeah. See,
yeah, it's packing, in, mate.
You got anything to confess, us?
No,
everything's gone.
Good week, mate.
Okay, cool. Well, all right, to kind of kick off questions, yeah. So this week, I bought an air fryer for myself.
I saw it on your story.
Ninja.
Oh, yeah, good.
It's serious.
Yeah, serious.
The double draw. The
double draw. My thing's serious, though. I think I spent about 260 quid on
that. Yeah, you have to.
I bought the proper. But the thing is, I'm addicted to air frying food now. I'm going into the shops and just picking up wedges. Just because I know the whole slap in there. And I don't even eat wedges like that.
You're just trying it.
Wedges. What else did I ever put in there? I tried the dippers. Put the dippers
course,
in there.
Yeah, of course. So we've got about 100 in the freezer.
You do know that the air fryer is not for freezer food only.
No, but I've just seen things.
Like you can literally make anything in a Ninja.
Wait, can I put a lasagna in there?
What do you mean, like to make
a lasagna?
He'll put a frozen.
No.
Like ready made lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
No, but you can make like lasagna in there.
You can.
No, but how would you form it?
No, if you put it in the a dish, and you put it in the thing, and then you go to bake.
Or bake and it'll do it.
Yeah. You've got to have a certain size dish though.
Yeah,
it's, the drawers ain't that big.
Yeah.
Have you not got air fryers?
Yeah. I got the same one you got.
Yeah, I got
a new that my one. Mm-hmm. The 260 one. Yeah.
Mine, Argos. But mine's not, it's not a two thing.
Two drawers, one
but
drawer.
It's got three settings, but you can open it and you can steam, grill, bake, air fry.
You can put fish in
slow
it.
Slow cook.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah, there's those.
I needed that, man. Now I love my air fryer.
You probably won't use your cooker now at all.
No, I don't think I will. Because literally,
I can't remember the last time
20 minutes, food's made. And it's done. Because even the wedges, fluffy.
Mm.
You know when it's just fluffy in the insides and crispy on the outside? I said, this is perfect.
You can put chicken in it.
Yeah, I'm. This is me now. That's me. I'm an air fryer man now. So I bought that. But yeah, my question, off the back of me buying an air fryer, what would you lot say is your favourite struggle meal?
Tuna and rice, probably.
Tuna and rice?
It's a canned tuna and rice. I had it today.
Was it
not
nice?
A struggle meal,
is
but
it,
it's
oh, okay.
It's
that's
why like,
the week's been rough. Honest,
yeah, it's like the last alternative that I'll
tuna
have.
Tuna and rice.
I love it so much.
Jack of potato, cheese, tuna, coleslaw salad.
That's
not really that struggle. That's quite... That's
loads
like,
of
that's
condiments what? On there.
Well, but that's cheap.
No, it's not.
No.
What?
It's not. A jacket potato, tuna.
How
say?
Much is one potato?
Wait, as long as you ain't got no cheese on there, cheese is expensive.
No, but the salad and the coleslaw, that's going to rack up. That's about £6 meal then.
Yeah.
No chance.
Tuna.
How much is a potato?
About
depends.
60 pence, maybe.
How big?
Cool. How much is a lettuce?
About 60, maybe 80, 60 80p.
There we go. So that's £1.20.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tuna.
Yeah. It's a coleslaw.
Yeah. Tuna's 80p.
Yeah.
Or between 80p and 120.
What, for
£1.
£2.
Yeah. Mayonnaise for the coleslaw.
Who said I have mayonnaise? Made.
So, but coleslaw is expensive though.
Yeah.
Also, you're not paying
I get the little small one.
What is it, like 180 or something?
80p.
All right, go on then.
Okay.
£2.80.
That's still getting up there now.
Yeah.
It's leaving the struggle.
What about beans?
The struggle thing.
No beans.
Because beans are pricey, you know?
Yeah. No beans.
And then what, just cheese and then that's it?
Cheese is about, you ain't getting cheese cheaper than £3.80.
Yeah, but that cheese.
Or what kind of cheese are you getting? The processed one or like the.
The cheapest one?
No, you're not getting the cheese.
Mild cheddar cheese, 80p.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Nah. Cheddar cheese ain't
about £3.80.
Cheese is expensive.
Let me okay, well, it lasts many meals.
That's fair enough. It is a cheap meal.
Exactly.
It's under a fiver.
What about you, Els? What's your favourite struggle meal?
Corned beef and rice, to be fair.
I wouldn't call that struggle.
That costs more.
That's corned beef. What,
how much is a can of corned beef?
It used to be, though.
I haven't had it in so long. Like, I
wouldn't
I don't
call that a struggle meal, though.
How much is a can of corned beef?
It's probably about £5.
I'll Google
now.
It.
Exactly. And then what? And then you put onions and peppers and
it's struggle. I haven't got time for that. It's just...
Oh, so it's just... So it's
in the pot. Bang.
Is it even in the pot or is it just from the can?
Glaze it with some ketchup. That's it.
Ketchup's pricey.
I don't say glazed.
I saw ketchup for £3.80.
Yeah, ketchup's gone through the roof.
Is that mad?
Ketchup used to be under £2. And then it went to like £2.
And
it's just
taken
like
off from
going
there.
Going up and up and up.
Yeah. I would say my favourite struggle meal. So you lot are living kind of nice. I was going to say crackers and butter.
That goes off
though. For dinner?
Yes.
Wow, that's really
how many times have you had
but that? With a peppermint tea. Can't go wrong.
You're not looking after yourself.
No, but that's but you lot are talking high.
That's why you're going grey.
Yeah.
It's a new
because you know what's so mad?
Yeah.
You're just doing that to yourself.
Yeah.
Like you have other things to eat.
Crackers and butter.
Like you don't there's no way
you can
that you're struggling.
Rice, tin of mackerel rice.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not saying that I'm eating that now though. I said that's my favourite struggle meal.
Oh, that's your favourite? So if
crackers and butter.
So you've got nothing left, you'll always have crackers and butter in your
what?
Mouth.
And that will slap. I'll do about 14.
14
so I'm bloated. I'm bloated up.
Do you know how long it will take to butter 14 crackers?
One at a time.
I ain't got much left going for me. 14 crackers in a bowl and a peppermint tea. Going off
for dinner.
You've
really, I've not reached them kind of hard times yet.
Well,
you know?
Lucky for you.
No, but but neither has he.
That's lazy.
No, that's just a personal option. Yeah,
that's what he wants to eat.
That's what I like.
I think that's just laziness. You can't bother to cook something.
That's what I like.
That being said, yeah, this ain't my question, but cool, you've got your favourite struggle meal, but is there a meal that you've been forced to eat because there's absolutely nothing else left in the fridge?
Yeah. Back in the day, it was jacket potato and I used to hate it.
So you're saying like there's nothing left in the house?
Yeah, like this is all you have.
Like my mum is shocked now that I banged. Like she's like,
I used to give you this.
Yeah, like I used to make this and you used to moan.
And you're having it willingly. Because I'll be honest, I had ketchup and rice a couple times.
Did you, Els?
It was
high. Was that in uni?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Ketchup and rice.
Yeah, I just thought this is what I need.
Was stealing when you're eating that,
yeah, like are you like, is it like, oh my days, like I'm broke.
Low for.
Yeah, no, you
or could... is it just like, oh, you know what? Like
I'm doing massive. Oh my days, I'm broke.
I can tell you the time.
I'm broke as fuck.
Yeah.
The time of it.
Like I got nothing.
Hey, you know he's eating it with a spoon, you know, listen.
You can't eat it with a fork, you got to enjoy it with a spoon.
Look at his face. Done. I've got nothing left.
And the swallows are big, you know, like...
Hey, nah.
Are what? You thinking that, or is it just like... Or is it
no,
just
you definitely
like,
know you haven't got a pot to piss in when, you, like, yeah, when you're having rice and ketchup. But I'd have it like, you know, like off.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
The lectures, it's winding down for the rest of the night. It's around the time you should be having dinner with your friends and your family and having like a proper dinner. Mm. But you ain't got two pennies to rub together. So you just warm up some rice, some ketchup on it. The ketchup is just for a bit of razzle dazzle.
I don't think I've ever eaten plain rice. Just like
ain't
that.
You?
Yeah.
Oh. You've lived some lie life.
No, but
them.
I think what it is as well, I'm really good at making something out of nothing.
Okay. You got that skill.
I can make something out of absolutely nothing.
So if you open your fridge and you have rice.
Stir fry bleach, man.
If I just had rice and
ketchup. Rice and ketchup. Just
but
rice and ketchup.
There's never been a time that you've just had rice and ketchup, surely.
I'm telling you.
Uni?
No, I'm telling
not
you.
Not even an onion?
No.
Even a... I
don't
know then.
No, you must have been living rough.
So like, I didn't have no money.
Like, bro, like for you to bust the cupboard, and it's like...
Yeah,
there's
nothing.
Rice and ketchup.
That's why I went out and stole.
Yeah, I think if I got to that place, I'd steal.
I'm not. What the fuck am I
doing? I'd steal some food.
My own was pot noodle.
No, but I would steal ready meals though.
Yeah, but they don't really last. They don't really stretch. Once you eat the meal, it's done. It's
but that's the thing because I need it like now. So maybe like daily,
day,
I just
yeah
just daily daily offender.
Yeah, I just go and steal ready meals daily.
Yeah, no, mine is only pot noodle. I think that's when I know that I'm in the trenches. Yeah. Chicken and mushroom pot noodle. That's it for me.
But my actual question was, say if, and we can do it for like each of us, yeah. Say if Fionn was to go missing.
Why me?
We can do everyone else afterwards. Where's the first place you would look? Oh no.
Wow. Well, you wouldn't know who to go to then.
I'd probably search all the yard shops.
So if I was to go missing, you'd go to a yardie spot.
No, yeah. I'd go to his workplace.
What? Because you think I'm a job's worth? I'm assuming they're just doing emails.
Yeah.
I'd go to your workplace because I think like you're just doing overtime or something.
Yeah, end of the quarter.
Involuntary work overtime.
Serious KPIs.
So you go yard shops, workplace.
I feel like you'd end up in Norwood for some strange reason.
Why?
I feel like that's... Or Sydenham. Sydenham. Sydenham.
That's actually a good question, you know?
So you're asking us individually.
Yeah.
So Jordan.
That's the one I struggled with because I don't know. Because he's so erratic. I wouldn't know where. I wouldn't know where to look.
Think he'd probably be in his office.
Nah, never.
Nah. I wouldn't think.
You don't think he'd be in his office?
If Jordan went missing, I would probably check his grandma's house. The gym.
Yeah, these are good places.
Yeah, that's where you spend most of your time.
I think London Bridge.
Whoa.
Or a high building.
What?
Oh.
Ready to go.
I think that's where he might be.
London. No, but to be fair, if I've gone missing, that's probably where I might
where he's heading towards.
Near the Thames.
Yeah.
My question is, what do you think is one of the most subtle, disrespectful things that somebody could do to you?
Subtle.
What do you mean by subtle?
Yeah, explain subtle.
So it's subtle, but disrespectful. So like, for example, I'll answer the question. And I personally think that one of the most subtle, but disrespectful things that somebody could do to you is reply back to your email and spell your name wrong. Or reply back to your email, but call you something totally different. When there's many times when in your own email, you've probably said regards.
Your name.
Your name.
Yeah.
Like your email has your name in it. And they've replied back with a completely different spelling. Or they've changed your name. Like someone called me Jonathan this week.
That's not even close.
They call me Jonathan.
Yeah, no.
Because it just shows they have no regard in who they're speaking to.
Like that's so disrespectful. Yeah. Like you're just lazy.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, was that via email or
via
over the phone?
Email?
Yeah, that's really lazy.
So they replied back to my email and they called me Jonathan.
And Jordan's in the email.
Jordan is in the email as well.
Anytime I reply to an email, I double check that I've got the name right.
Yeah. That takes two minutes to do.
That's courtesy.
People
man.
Spell my name wrong all the time. But it's just because of how it's spelled, number one. And number two, it just reminds me, you're not actually my friend. So if it's like someone, maybe I can't say that. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
It's kind of there.
I think, what's really subtle? I don't know if this is called subtle, but it's really disrespectful. Someone that won't wash their hands but go around shaking people's hands and spudding people after they use the toilet. You know, there are people like that. It's really rude.
That's actually nasty.
That's really disrespectful. That's like one of the most disrespectful things you can do.
I'm mad judgmental when people leave the toilet and they don't wash
their
hands.
Bro, but you know what's so mad, like when I go out here and I see people and people come to me and they give me the, yo, bro, I think this is horrible.
Like,
I just think this is just gonna be full of
germs.
Horrible, man.
Yeah, it's mad still.
I'm thinking about my one. So I don't know if it's subtle though. Just that I'm told a bit of
all right, my question. What are your thoughts on people who go to the hospital and just snap their wristbands? Or snap like with no explanation.
I just think if you're gonna die, just die in peace.
I know. I'll be honest. When I see
just
that,
die in peace,
I'm
going,
here we go.
And they never even tell you what.
Yeah, what's the reason?
And they've just got the stupid thing in their arm.
Asthma attack.
It's the drip. Oh no, not again. Yeah. It's just like, bro, you're getting your bloods done.
Yeah. You're always getting blood.
You're giving blood.
Yeah, like you're giving bloods.
Yeah, no. If you're not going to explain
what's happening.
Give us a backstory.
Like, if you want to post it and be like, oh my gosh, I've got to get my blood checked. Or, oh my gosh, I can't believe this has happened. Da, da, da. But just to post that and then go ghost.
And then it's like people you ask them, oh my gosh,
are you okay?
Yeah. What's wrong? Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So why put it up?
Yeah, so then don't put it up.
Oh, you know when people post like the A&E bit, oh, I can't believe I've ended up here.
Yeah.
All right, mate, enjoy yourself.
Because there's nosy people like me, I might not care what's happening
but
to you.
Know,
but I want to know.
Why are you in hospital?
So
yeah. I can't stand that. I can't stand that snap.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's so frustrating, man.
That is literally the epitome of attention seeking.
Yeah.
Snapping the hospital wristband, you know.
But it's the drip, like it's always the it's the it's little
always,
needle
it's
in
always
the,
from
in,
here.
Yeah,
though.
It's the needle
like
in the arm.
Seriously, thing. Seriously ill, but it's just like come on.
Because they're always out. Like, and the fact that you're snapping,
see,
you're fine.
Is I wanna see on the camera go from this. Then it turns to a selfie, and in the back it's got the heartbeat machine, and it's going. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, you want to see them?
That's
on,
what I want to see them going.
Wait, you want to see moments. In the middle of the casualty?
I want to see them. I want to see them.
You know when he goes.
That means you're dying.
Right, everyone close the curtains.
And you know they've got the monitors at the desk.
It's so funny that we say this, yeah, because I've seen some people overshare. And I think there's no way you're posting your parent or your auntie or someone looking like that. You can't.
Yeah, that's
like,
not fair.
Too much.
Yeah, that's
so
not fair.
So there has to be a balance, guys. Like, you can't share someone on
I don't think you should
like
share,
that.
Though. I don't think the hospital, unless it's a pregnancy, should be shared. That's my view. Because if it's not, like, why are you snapping that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's a personal moment. You're in recovery mode. I think unless it's a pregnancy,
you're recovering.
Yeah, you're recovering.
There's nothing good that comes from going to hospital apart from delivery of a baby.
Only that's the only thing I think is acceptable in the hospital.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, no, there's nothing else happy coming from there, is it? Yeah. No,
like when I went,
or cancer,
there's no like
patient.
Like people wouldn't have known if you knew what I was doing on that day.
Yeah.
And, like when I came out of the room and I'm tied to the machine. I've got all these clips on my chest and that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that but that's madness.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I ever... And it was when I fucked up my shoulder, but I was just fucking around on Snap.
Yeah, unless it's like in a banterous way.
No, it's
true. I don't think a hospital snap should be a thing still.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get rid of them still.
It's that time. Ben, if you could cue the music. And we're back. It's a Streets News.
They're looking for the music. No
music. It's like he's going to take out his pocket.
You lot can probably guess what I'm going to bring up. But it's been... Has it been? No, it ain't been in the news. But recently, across socials, international Afrobeat artist Omale. Recently had his concert.
In London.
Yep. And he decided to bring a young man's girlfriend on stage with him, where they proceeded to...
Have dry intercourse.
Dry intercourse.
Yeah, that was mental.
He shoved her face into his leather trousers.
That's mental.
I saw a video where it looked like they were kissing behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just sad scenes. What would you not do though? That's the main thing.
I've spoken to my brethren about that. If my girl went
the
up
love
there,
of your life, by
yeah,
the
no,
love,
no
the
honest to God, this is me being real now.
Yeah.
If my girl went up there and I could just see a silhouette of her getting daggered, the headlines would be Omale concert cancelled for crowd disturbance. Because I'm going to run up there, tear down the thing, and just have a massive scrap. That's all it could, because my pride.
But then who are you scrapping with? Because it's not even his fault.
No, I'm saying, you bitch, get out of the way. And me and Omale, you're just going at it.
Yeah, but it's not his fault, though.
Of course it is.
He's just
your
doing
girl's
his
a hooker.
My pride, my pride.
Your girl's a hooker.
That's okay. So she's a hooker, and me and Omale are having a fight. Straight.
Where was the concert?
I don't know, you know.
That's it. That's what I'm on.
It looks Hammersmithish. I'm making
Hammersmithish.
Okay, well, my headline would be Omale fan throws himself off for Hammersmith. Because no.
Omale fan.
Yeah, because after wife sexually indulges with Omale. Because think about it, yeah. I can't go to the concert with my wife and she goes up on stage and she's doing that nastiness.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
I have to go, Els.
Can I be real, yeah?
What are you
as
do?
Much as
or
I...
the next tube, but the
No.
Is it Hammersmith and City Line?
Go on, Els. What are you doing?
Or District. As much as I like fighting and stuff, yeah, I'm cutting. Like,
oh, you're gonna leave?
I'm just sorry, excuse me, brother. Sorry. Sorry, excuse me, my brother. I'm gonna text my work colleagues and just let them know, hey guys, I'm gonna be away from work, family emergency. And I've got to end things because there's no way.
Just
gonna be wondering where I've gone.
Kind of gone.
And the sad thing is, it's all over socials. People have zoomed into his face.
Is that real though?
Well, we can only go by what we've seen on socials, and it seems to be real.
And whether or not it's real, yeah, there's repercussions if he's acting because people are just gonna remember your girl got taken.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even matter if it's real or not. Yeah. That's the thing about social media. Something doesn't even need to be real for it to be real.
Yeah, but the thing is, on a serious one, yeah, on that one, if that is his girl, I blame him. I blame him.
Why?
No, come on, Fionn, you can't do that.
Shall I tell you why I blame him? Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because he should know the type of character he's making.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He should have seen the red flags.
How are you going to make that kind of woman your wife?
Yeah.
If she's willing to go on stage with you
and get fingered,
and, yeah, face planting omelette, and that's your wife. He's rubbing his things in her face,
and he's in leather pants.
Yeah. Leather pants.
That's hot. That's hot and steaming. He's to blame. The boyfriend's to blame. He ain't done his. Due diligence.
But can you imagine though if they had only recently started dating.
Like still his fault, still his fault.
And she was being the loveliest girl. Still with his... for him.
There's no due diligence.
There's no red flags, though.
I don't know why he hung around at the front. There's nothing. It's either I'm jumping on the stage or I'm cutting.
He's the one to blame. It's not even her, because she's just being who she is.
No, I'm cutting and I'm ending it all.
Yeah. No.
When I come out, there'll be a big traffic jam. And a white tent.
What is going on today?
Oh,
next
shit.
Story else.
Bricks of cocaine worth 2.3 million found on Padre Island, Boca Chica Beach. So I think that's like in Texas. So 25 bricks of cocaine, which is estimated at 2.3 million, washed up on two Texas beaches earlier this week. It was found by US Border Patrol. What would you guys do if you found 25 bricks of raw cocaine unprocessed?
Griselda.
I think the best thing you need to do is reach out to one of Pablo Escobar's representatives
100%.
And see what can be done here. Because that's not the kind of thing you just hand over for free.
Yeah. No. They can get it for cheap.
Yeah. If I need to buy a flat, and that's now the safe house or the trap house or whatever house it's going to be. And that's where we're going to...
Should you break it up or try and set it home?
I'm breaking it down into small bits.
You can't pebble 25 bricks.
No, not pebble, but you can...
I'll break it down.
Down a bit.
I'll break it down.
You're not just going to sell the whole thing. That's what you do. You're just distributing.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
I'm breaking it down. That's why you're not hurting it.
I'm breaking it down. If I've got 2.3 million worth of thing, I'm breaking it down. I've got people that know what to do. And I say, look, make sure I get a nice cut of this.
You're getting nicked.
Why would I get
nicked? Or robbed.
No, one of that. I'm getting rid of the brick straight away. What am I hanging on to?
Because the thing is, go to someone and be like, yo, bro, I've got
25 bricks.
I've got 25 bricks. And they'll be like, yeah, show me. Come
to my flat.
Phil will be robbed. Come to my home.
Go where I lay my head. There's 25 bricks of raw cocaine.
And it'll be somewhere... Babe, like, under his bed, but under the sheet, in the shape of a person. Phil would be robbed.
Yeah,
but are we talking about if we found it here or if we lived in America and found it?
I'd do the same thing here and America. You'll get like depending on how you act or who you're asking or selling.
Because
to.
Really and truly, like if we found that here, no one's got that type of mind to give you that, so you have to break it down.
Yeah,
and
last piece of news. You know, this is like a straight tweet. Basically, cut a long story short, there was a flight from Albuquerque a few weeks back
And was that in America?
Yeah, I don't know whereabouts in America, but there was a flight from Albuquerque and 30,000 feet in the air, a passenger decided to open up the door whilst they were in the air. Wow. But this man gave a play-by-play of what was happening on the plane or how it happened before and the aftermath. 30 minutes after departing...
Should I read it, Oscar's?
No. I think it's your job is at the end, so you just,
okay.
Yeah, just relax. 30 minutes after departing Albuquerque, I was shaken out of my Panda Express and tequila-induced stupor, which is means sleep, by a man trying to aggressively open the airplane doors four rows back. Me and five other dudes had to wrestle him into the aisle, duct tape his legs, and throw flexi cuffs on him. Just safely landed back in ABQ, but holy shit. You lot can see the image.
He's got duct tape on the plane.
I don't know if you lot.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
I can even see from all the way over there, but...
So he's wrestled the man to the ground, duct taped his
legs.
They've
duct taped him. Do you know sometimes on flights there's security, but they're like plain clothes?
Is he?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time.
I don't even know.
Yeah, sometimes. It like depends on the kind of flight.
Where was that flight from? Albuquerque?
Yeah, I don't know where it was going though. It's just, yeah, I think they had to turn around mid-air.
Is that considered as terrorism? If I'm interested.
Depends on your skin colour.
Does he? No, but terrorists could be any colour.
Because sometimes it might be mental health, sometimes it might be terrorism. What would you not do though if
someone was trying to take us all out?
Yeah. Are you going to get up and fight or are you just going to cover your eyes and hope for the best?
Oh, it all depends, man.
No, I'm fighting because I don't like flying. So I'll go into panic mode and survival mode. Yeah, he's trying to open the door. Yeah, I'm just thinking about all that wind flying in.
Someone
will
get stuck
in.
The turbulence.
Yeah, the turbulence. You have to kill him.
No, I wasn't gonna say that.
No, you have to kill him.
You kill him. See,
or you just put him in a tight headlock, like just mad tight.
Realistically,
until he passes out.
I know. I'm just gonna press. You know when you have to get the air hostess's attention.
I think she can see.
Something's going on. I'm not sure what.
I think someone's trying to escape.
I think someone's trying to leave.
Yeah, and then the door opens and your hat flies off first.
But at least I'm letting them know. I bring their attention. What about you, Els? What would you do?
Yeah, no, I'm fighting for my life.
Are you going to fight?
Yeah, you have to fight.
I'm not going out on a plane.
That's an act of terrorism, Fionn.
You're not going to take off your seatbelt and start fighting
about to die.
Opening the plane door.
Of course, bruv. You're going
to
die.
Imagine if it was on you're sitting by the door thing and he's coming over, reaching over.
And he's reaching over you.
And he's like, excuse me, mate. And trying to open.
Me honest. Seatbelts on. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to die.
You're actually going to.
As soon as the door opens, yeah, that wind is going to fly the seat out and you're going to be the first one out. He's going to make an example of you. He's actually going to make an example of you.
Have you seen the movies where the seat comes out with the person?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're going to be done.
I think you would fight, especially if you was going on like your honeymoon or something. And
honeymoon, yeah.
So my man's climbing over you.
That's my future.
I'm to open the door.
His knees in your thigh.
And you're saying,
on you.
Seatbelts on. Seatbelts on. You're going to die, Fionn.
Yeah,
no.
Nah.
You have to kill him.
Yeah. Kill him, you know.
Yeah, no, that's far. But that's been Into the Streets News. Catch you again next week.
Yeah.
It's question time. We had a couple of questions, so I'll just read them. Okay.
You okay, Natalia?
You're going to read all of them?
You're going to read all of them?
I don't get it.
Oh, no.
No, neither do I.
I don't get the joke.
I don't get it either.
Neither do we. Good
chat.
Proceed.
Settle down. Would you let the other three hosts, Jordan, put a tattoo of their choice on you for 100k?
No,
that's not enough money.
What about you?
Not enough money.
Yeah. No, not 100k.
Not enough money.
I can go.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Nice?
No, but I don't even like do tats anyway.
Do you think there's a certain age you get where you're just like, there's no point me getting tattooed if I don't have one?
I'm still flirting with it.
Same. I'm still really flirting with it.
But I don't know. It's not godly though. That's the problem.
Exactly. And we've gone this long without it, haven't we?
Yeah.
I was sitting there. Tattooed off.
Mark of the beast.
Half a sleeve. We're talking about it's not godly. It's
just like, mark of the beast.
If you want to, you can get it.
I know.
Yeah. I was got a tramp stamp.
You can get it.
But that's a tramp stamp.
That's the lower back.
That's the lower back one. That's the worst.
I'm not even going to entertain that.
The lower back. If Els has got a lower back tattoo,
he's got a red devil.
I can't lie though. Back tattoos are nice on men, as in pieces.
Oh, like on arms. Oh, <that's laughs> what kind of man you linking?
Just the left bum cheek just tatted off, you know.
So you wouldn't let someone tattoo on you?
No.
What are your thoughts on the incarnation of Vibes Cartel?
You mean what's that incarceration?
Mean? I mean, yeah, incarceration. No, they're
probably... Incarnation?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Incarceration?
Yes.
I think it's an injustice.
Because you're Jamaican, or...?
Because I'm a massive fan of him.
If Burna Boy went to prison, he wouldn't care.
No, but do you not know about the Vibes Cartel?
Tell us the beginning, middle, and end of the story.
He's been imprisoned based off his reputation, not based off fact. Mm-hmm. They actually haven't got any hardcore evidence on this man. So they're keeping him in there because he was involved, but there's no actual evidence to say that he was the one that committed the murder.
So when you went to visit Vaz, what did he tell you?
At the trial.
What's that? It's not that. I've read up on this. That's why the UK are getting
sick,
involved.
Isn't he?
Very unwell, he's got Graves' disease. They need to just release him. Release him. Let him do a concert in the O2 and we're all just going
to
go.
Is he well enough to do a concert?
Oh, listen. Vibes Cartel could sell out Wembley.
No, she asked, is he well enough?
Huh?
Is he well enough? Not for your selfish decision.
Is he well enough?
All
he needs is a DJ and he can do it. You lot would go. If Vibes Cartel went O2...
You just said the man has Graves' disease, yeah? Bro, if he comes to the O2 or the Wembley, and he sings, "Remember when we take your virgin?" Yeah. That could be the last song to kill him over.
It will go off. Yeah. Would you not go to a Vibes Cartel concert if it was in London?
If the man has Graves' disease, then I wouldn't advise that he holds a concert.
I'm going, regardless. But Vibes Cartel, free him. That's my
free stomach. Vibes. One of you is bitten by a snake on the big toe. Would you suck the poison out?
What? Mm-mm. Wait, who's asking
one
that?
One of you...
So would we suck the poison... Would I suck the poison out of Jordan's toe?
Yeah. You can adapt.
There's other options. No, must be.
There's no other options.
So there's other options? Yeah. What? Of places to suck?
No.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
This guy's disgusting.
Wow. Wow.
What's this guy on?
It's too much.
Yeah, no.
That is mad.
You ain't sucking nothing of me.
I'll make a great speech at his funeral. I'm not doing all of that.
There's other ways.
Yeah, I'm not sucking.
No, it's not other way. You wouldn't suck his big toe to save him.
Nah. You're saying it like it's easy because
it's
you
can't.
Nah, man.
Nah.
Just save his life. You're in a forest. A snake bites his toe.
Have you seen his foot?
You're in a forest.
You're Rockwell foot.
You wouldn't suck the poison out of his big toe.
Nah.
Oh, come on, you're not being silly.
I've got a nice big toe. Trust me.
I'm not being silly.
What about his finger then?
I'd just rather not.
That finger,
that's,
one.
Oh, that's a bit ginky.
I'd rather not.
Oh my, so you're not going to let him die?
I think I had to weigh up on the pros and cons.
A really good
and he would literally have to be like... And then I'd be like, you know...
Where would you suck?
Nah. Is there any other questions?
Yeah, no, there is.
Any other questions?
Them do.
Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Internet history. If people knew what was going on in here,
yeah,
I'd be locked up.
Yeah, I'm getting nicked.
I know that. I'm not well. I haven't been well for long. Since 2016, I haven't been well.
What happened significantly
doesn't matter.
In 2016?
I'm not well, so you can't read my thoughts.
Okay.
Jordan?
Internet history.
Internet history. We're not well.
My history is calm anyway.
Juicy Jerk Jay, make it happen, the man you come to see.
Okay, the last question is, would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page or bite your tongue every time you eat?
Paper cut.
paper cuts are painful.
Bite your tongue.
That's mad though. But biting your tongue's horrible.
Yeah, I'd rather paper cut.
I'd rather bite my tongue. Paper cuts are painful. Or they can be mad painful.
Biting your tongue.
Yeah, I'd rather, because that's going to interfere with
biting
my
biting your tongue just ruins the whole day.
Yeah.
No,
can't eat properly.
But it recovers well.
What do you mean recovers well?
When you burn your tongue, does it not, like, same
it
day?
It hurts. Not burn, bite.
Yeah, but same day. Yeah.
You don't want to be able to speak.
Yeah, no, but same day, man.
I don't like paper cuts. Sometimes you're talking about Harry Kane. For ages.
We're talking about Harry Kane.
What, with a lisp?
You'll be finished.
Yeah, no.
And that was it.
Yeah, that's all for the questions today, guys. Before we go into the dilemma, can you please stop what you're doing? Like, subscribe, and leave a comment for us. Can you comment? Let me think of something that you can comment. Comment.
No, say this is for Ben's invoice.
No, this is really for Ben's invoice. Jokes aside.
Yeah, Ben's invoice.
Yeah,
can
please,
you just
man.
Comment Ben's invoice.
Yeah, Ben's invoice.
Just want to see who's watching, who's interacting, and who's engaging.
Yeah.
We've passed 4,000 subscribers, and we want to reach 10K. Like, we genuinely need to get there, so we need your support. Thank you,
guys. Yeah, because Ben's invoice is becoming very
cost
pricey.
Of living, man.
Yeah. If you see the setting that he's got set up here, there's a lot of cameras and lights, and he brings them all.
Serious tripods.
On the train.
On a moped. So yeah, please. Ben's invoice.
Cool. Dilemma time. I sent you the dilemma.
Oh, yeah.
In the group.
Am I not in that group? Because I didn't get that.
No, you're in the group, pun.
Right, so I'm now on story time duty, as I'm the best storyteller here.
It's not story time, it's a dilemma.
Yeah, get right.
Well, I'm now on dilemma reading because I'm the best dilemma reader here. So, we won't pronounce the name, but they've said, here's my dilemma.
Yeah, great start, man.
I've been strongly thinking about breaking up with my girlfriend ever since I've realized that I don't fit in with her relationship group, who are mostly white and sophisticated people. I've become a little bit off her and have been finding reasons in my head to dislike her. She's a lovely person and not much like her friends, but she's recently moved in with her friend after a couple of months of us living together, and it's made me feel even more distant to her. Adding to my reason of not liking her, especially since we no longer see each other as much. We've been together for 2 years and I don't know what to do. I don't know where these thoughts and feelings are coming from. Could you guys please give me some advice? Okay, so, I mean, reading this.
So you've got someone that's not sure
on
if they should stay with their person because their friendship group is white.
I think it's...
What's going on there?
It's a bit racist.
That's weird.
It's a bit weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why does the fact that the person's from a different...
Because if they get on...
Yeah, I don't understand.
Exactly.
That's what I'm confused about. Yeah. Is that a dilemma?
I think that has nothing to do with anything.
He might just hate her.
He's insecure.
Yeah, he's insecure. Yeah. What's wrong? What, is he insecure?
Like, the colour of your partner's friends shouldn't matter about
He may be saying that. He feels that he doesn't fit in, but that's a him issue.
Yeah, and to be fair, and I always think as well, yeah, like your partner's friends, they're not your friends.
No, yeah, so it doesn't matter.
You just want to exit yourself because they've got their relationships. And
like, if I had a girl and she was begging it with my friends, I'd be like, you need to
stop.
Yeah, I'd have to put her to the side.
Do you know what I've noticed though? This on this subject,
yeah,
I've seen, yeah, that I'm talking, I can only talk upon on behalf of like black guys, yeah. A lot of black guys that are in like interracial relationships, they seem to have a little bit, like, this is from my opinion anyway. They seem to be a little bit
from
like,
your personal experience?
Not experience, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
They always seem to be, they kind of look at you in a way like, oh, like, nah, bro, like, I'm down. But I'm like, you saying that to me doesn't change anything. I feel like sometimes there's a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because they might start to think, oh, maybe I'm a little
He's being judged or whatever.
Yeah.
But no one
Because I'll be honest. I'll be so real. I've been out with other women of other races and you instantly think, oh, like, how are people looking at me?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen another guy talk about that. He says that when he sees black men walking with a white woman, the black man has always got to like look at them like yo, bro, like don't worry.
Yeah, no, no, yeah. But like, what are you doing?
Care. You made that choice.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? No one cares.
I just think you like what you like.
Yeah.
And that's the fact of the matter.
Point. It's not like, that deep. But you know what? It's the internalized insecurity of caring more what about what other people think
than what you actually like.
That's facts. Actually, this is how people are living now. Have you not realized?
Yeah, no, it's
that
true.
People live their life in order to create this image
false.
Of what they believe other people
false
want
security,
to see.
Yeah.
This is why I can't be a part of this world.
What's happening to
London Bridge?
Tired, that's not right.
No, honestly.
Yeah, what's tired?
Like, sometimes.
We are on the fourth floor.
I don't mean I want to.
I'm not doing a Jordan, but I just mean sometimes I just feel like this world we're living
it's
in.
It's a bit mad, isn't it?
I don't want any parts of it. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it's mad, man.
Like it's all just
like you like what you like.
Just go
like,
with like, that. Like
just own it.
Yeah, like Phil likes men, he's owned it.
No, listen. Listen, back to the dilemma. That young man needs to kind of look at himself in the mirror. If that's the woman that you like, her friendship circle doesn't mean anything.
Mm. Right. And to be fair,
he doesn't fit in.
Yeah, and to be fair, maybe he should break up with her.
Why?
Yeah, because he's gonna end up really doing some damage.
Why are you not laughing?
I'm trying to signal. Buddy.
What's wrong?
Your belly was
just my belly was like, we're working on a few things.
Oh, no, I was literally just trying to fight. You wasn't cooking it.
The potato wedges.
Ben, can we cut that? You see the pants? Scrub up. Scrub up.
How can I sit back and go...
So why is not my, why is not telling?
No, but I'm going like
I'm there talking about interracial relationships, and I was going. Come on, fix up.
I know you would have gone home and watched it back and been vet.
This is a real podcast. It's real.
Ben was sitting there like.
But he's just like the whole skin was hanging out.
Do you have any more advice for this person?
He's got his own problems.
He needs to leave her alone. She sounds like she's got a good friendship group. Sounds like a good woman, and you're just
like she sounds happy, and he just sounds a bit miserable.
China just
he's not moving. Yeah, he's not moving right still.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sorry, bro, but yeah.
Yeah, we're not on your side.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
I didn't like the fact that he mentioned the race of the group, the friendship group. That's
no,
what kind of
I think it's important to mention that because race is an important thing when you're considering your partner and spending the rest of your life with them.
Yeah, but
if he feels like he cannot contribute to her white friends and be a part of it, then leave her alone. That's simple. Don't force yourself to hate her because you don't fit in.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It's poor still.
Yeah, and obviously, Fionn's been with white men as well. So it's a thing where he can see it from the guy's point of view.
Finished.
Yeah. So, on that note, people, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. I've been Big Geordie George, Juicy Jerk J, the Cinnamon Bun Lover. And I've been joined here today by my M's.
Yeah, you can't remember.
And just don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Because, you know, in this life, that's all you can really do is like, comment, and subscribe. Honestly, it goes a big way. It goes a massive way.
He doesn't speak.
And guys, don't forget, please, like, support please, like things like Comic Relief.
What's Comic Relief?
What's that got to do?
Yeah.
Comic Relief.
Guys,
that's
support Comic Relief. Yeah. But anyway, Juicy Jerk J, the Cinnamon Bun Lover. I've been joined here today by my Mbinzos.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you always come to see.
Natyla, the one you really came to see.
Yeah. Till next time, people. Peace.
Ben, you see the belly part? Can you crop that up? See the belly part there.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this.
even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.